USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Russian forces are reportedly attacking a rebel mercenary group advancing towards Moscow. According to Reuters, military helicopters opened fire on a convoy of Wagner Group soldiers. Russian President Vladimir Putin in a video address says the group is betraying them by taking actions against soldiers in Ukraine and ordered his military to act.
We will defend our country and our state from any threats, including internal treason.
Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin has said there would be retaliation for the alleged deaths of over 2,000 of their fighters at the hands of the Russian military. They claim to have seized control of a major city just across the southern border with Ukraine. A top-secret military acoustic detection system heard what the U.S. Navy suspects was the implosion of the Titan submersible. Aaron Rial reports.
According to U.S. defense officials, the Navy began listening for the Titan almost as soon as the submersible lost communication with the mothership on the surface. The discovery played a role in narrowing the search for the vessel. The Navy asked that the specific system used not be named, citing national security concerns, as it normally is used to detect enemy submarines.
Searchers found debris from the submersible roughly 1,600 feet from the bow of that Titanic wreckage. Officials say all five passengers likely suffered an instantaneous death. Special counsel Jack Smith is asking for a delay in the start of the trial of former President Donald Trump after he pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal counts relating to handling classified documents. A request filed yesterday looks to delay that trial until December. A new report says Americans looking to move into their own home outnumber the available houses by nearly 2-1. The report by Zillow says there were about 8 million individuals or families who lived in someone else's home in 2021, and only 3.7 million homes were for rent or sale. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to tour the southern border on Sunday night ahead of an announcement on his border policy set for Monday. This is his first platform since DeSantis announced his 2024 bid for the White House. A father and son from Texas are being sentenced to prison for their roles in the January 6th Capitol riot.
Dad Jason Owens was sentenced to 2 years for shoving an officer in the face. 22-year-old son Grady Owens got a 3-year federal jail term. He struck a Capitol cop with a skateboard. So far, more than 1,000 people from nearly all 50 states have been arrested for the riot. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A federal judge is blocking Florida's new anti-drag show law. Here's Rick Hochul.
On Friday, the judge granted a preliminary injunction after a drag-themed restaurant filed a lawsuit against the state over the law. The judge said the law is redundant and is specifically designed to suppress the speech of drag queen performers. The law calls for hotels and restaurants to have their licenses suspended if children are allowed to attend sexually explicit adult performances. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill known as the Protection of Children Act into law in April.
The high cost of living could drive more people out of the state of California. 40% of residents tell the LA Times and Strategies 360 in a survey that it's a leading factor in them seriously thinking about leaving the state. Nearly 3 in 10 say they might leave because the state's policies and laws don't align with their political views. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.